starts to swim. The world tilts, the world spins. We're on a ride that will end. But we're shaking now, it's all shaking now. A kick with your heels and dig in. We're alive and it shakes. I can see your pale face. You are my own thing. How? To this dirt, this flesh, this love, my hand should feel your tight grip. With the sweat in your palm and this ride won't last long enough. I'm not waiting for the night to start. I feel your heart pounding, yes, you are my own thing. I feel this big man shaking. You are my own thing.
Carrington McDuffie and the wonderful You Are My Own Thing. And who should we actually be connecting with now other than the awesome talent behind that wonderful, wonderful track? It's Carrington McDuffie herself. How are you, Carrington?
I am well. How are you?
Excellent. Splendid. And very excited that you're coming to the United Kingdom. And from July the 24th, that'll be Wednesday, in London, you'll be performing at the Lighthouse Bar and Club before heading off to Farnborough, Stockport, Kent, all over. It's a Carrington McDuffie mini tour, apart from Lincoln, but maybe next year. What the hey?
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
I'll be back.
Of course, exactly. So how's it begun, Carrington? We're about to listen to your latest fantastic tune, which is I'm the One. We're currently still in the United States. Is life treating you well?
Life is treating me very well. I'm actually in Somerset right now. Just played a show last night. Yeah, we're here, and heading to London tomorrow. Yay!
Well, absolutely. I mean, there was, I think, an interesting satellite delay here, but Somerset, where the cider is great, and get off my land, is the usual sort of system.
That's right.
Great.
That's That's exactly right. We were at an old cider house, actually. We played at an old, one of the few remaining original cider houses in the land.
Well, you see, clearly, had you actually been of a mind, you could have accessed a band called the Wurzels, who back in the 1970s had a fairly major hit to the tune of Melanie's Brand New Key, but it was I am a cider drinker, I am a cider drinker. Brand New Key was Brand New Combine Harvester, but they did have I'm a Cider Drinker to the tune of Una Paloma Blanca. It was extraordinary. Well, let's have a look and see.
Oh, how did I miss? I'm so sorry I missed it.
Well, exactly. You know, I've got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. That was the sort of line that it took, really. So. It'd be a wonderful way for our rural people. I mean, it probably actually hit middle America in a major way, actually. The cornfield belts and various other bits and pieces are well worth accessing.
That's possible. Yeah, or Maine, where all the people from Somerset seem to have wound up.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, you've got to find out somewhere to actually go, or not, as the case may be, from that point of view. So here we are, 2019, and we're scooting through the whole sort of process. You're a voiceover artist, you're a musician, you're creating all sorts of other bits and pieces. What was the general inspiration behind I'm the One?
I'm the One is a fragmented sort of an autobiography. And even though it says I'm the One, it really refers to everybody. Everyone is the One, right? Because everyone lives in their own universe. So you're the One, and you're the One, and you're the One, and you're the One, and everyone's the One. That's just my particular story. And that was my claim. You know, I was just staking my claim. As we all must do in this crazy life.
There is, of course, the classic Buddhist line, which is the Buddhist chap goes up to the hot dog vendor and says, "Make me one with everything." Which is another thing, the philosophy of one meaning all, the concept of Gaia, James Lovelock, of course, the planet being one. It could actually be sung for the planet in terms of I'm the One, which is great for that.
That's right. One big organism.
Yeah, although, as Harry Nielsen once said, one is the loneliest number. So, I don't know. There's always a flip side to these kind of things. So stay with us, Carrington. Would you like to introduce yourself performing this awesome little number? And then we'll talk about this and more and give some of the more details out with respect to the tour dates, website contacts, and so on and so forth. Carrington, it's over to you.
Carrington McDuffie here, and this song is called I'm the One. It's my new single. It's only been out, maybe a week, Alex, I think? Did you get it about a week ago?
That's true.
And it's on my, of course, it's anywhere that streaming or digital streaming or downloads are available, but primarily the best place to go is my website, which is CarringtonMcDuffie.com. My YouTube channel has a whole lot of lyric videos and other kinds of videos, including a lyric video of this new track. And so that's another good place to visit. And of course, I'm all over social media. But from my website, you can navigate to anywhere, CarringtonMcDuffie.com.
I can't be trusted. I once got busted. Those voices must be calling me. I ran with foxes. I sang some rock songs. Bought up my stocks in destiny. I wore my helmet. Flew on a jumbo jet. I won't forget those chattering stars. The place was empty. My mind was totally free. Left up to me. Lights were flashing, big words kept crashing. I saw that love was smashing everyone's heart. I made a run for it. I ripped my skin for it. Man, I was in for it. All of me, right from the start. My knife is silver.
throw me over, it won't matter, I'm the one. Do you know what, Carrington? I think that's even better than my little guitar. Wow, I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, you do.
Yay. Absolutely awesome. Yay. Fantastic stuff.
You'll have to have a look at the lyric video, because I know you liked the animated video of my little guitar.
Exactly.
You have to see what you think of this one.
I shall definitely sort of be checking that out. Much as I'm so tempted to actually see the Fairy and Fantasy Festival on Saturday, August the 10th in Oakworth, the United Kingdom, which sounds extraordinary. Now, I mean, obviously, Carrington, it's fair to say you're every musician's fantasy to play as well as you can, which is fair enough. Let's say fairy magic will be there. But that's after you're pretty much doing all the United Kingdom, apart from Lincoln anyways, because you're up in Inverness, you're up in Edinburgh, you're up in Aviemore, Oakworth as mentioned, Glasgow, Dundee, lots of Scottish connections from that point of view, Stoke-on-Trent, that's fairly close, not too bad, etc. Flandudno. It's a fairly extensive tour, and you've even got an option to actually ask your good self to play in your city. Why not indeed? It's brilliant. It's great.
Yes, we're all over.
And rightly so, apart from Europe. But then again, that's another sort of... But then you are in Europe, but then it's a moot point. Carrington, we've got a little treat for you now, because as you're in Somerset, cider country, and I was talking about the Wurzels, I'm sure you'd like to have a listen to at least a couple of minutes of the Combine Harvester track, which, of course, they based on Melanie's brand new key. I've got a new, brand new roller skate, so you'll give me all the key back in the day. You're probably too young to remember that.
Yeah.
Are you ready for Combine Harvester? Here it comes. It could well be a cover version, or maybe not.
I'd throw my tractor through your haystack last night. I threw me pitchfork at your dog to keep quiet. Now someone's telling me that you move right in me. Proper disgrace. Now if I cleaned it up, would you change your mind? I'll give up drinking scrumpy and that larder alive. Cause I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. Grand couple let that last Wurzel dance. I wore brand new gaiters and me corduroy pants. In your new Sunday dress with your perfume smelling grand, we had our photos taken us sold in end. Now I got a brand new combine harvester and I'll give you the key. Now that we move past our 50s, I think that you and me should stop this.
And I personally would love to actually hear you do a cover version of Combine Harvester by the Wurzels. It's there, it's out in the cosmos, you know, it gives you a whole new world. Certainly, it's you know, they've been sitting there probably just waiting for Carrington McDuffie to do a version of Combine Harvester.
Combine harvester.
Exactly. There you are. See, you've already got the West Country accent. They'll love you there, Carrington. If only we'd spoken before last night's show. Never mind. Okay, moving on. In terms of the actual thing, we've already talked about the best way to get in touch with you, CarringtonMcDuffie.com, plus, of course, all the socials. How do you think Britain is shaping up? I mean, now you're back in the country. Do you think it's positive? Because, of course, this is going to be one of those rare Carrington McDuffie tours where it starts with one Prime Minister and then there's a completely different Prime Minister by the time you actually end. So, you know, standing.
Yeah, it's pretty wild and wacky over here right now.
Oh.
I don't know what you guys are up to.
Well, don't ask the politicians, that's all I can say, because I don't think they got a clue, but never mind.
No.
You know, there you go.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. They do. No, they don't. They just don't. So if you wish to actually sort of put in a bid to actually take over, all you clearly need to actually get in embroiled in major politics these days is a wacky blonde hairstyle. You know, so that's all you need, basically. It's
clear, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Never mind. So, Carrington, it has been as ever absolutely awesome. I mean, I say, have there been any sort of notable differences, or is it just a case of, well, that's Britain, the wacky limeys?
Well, no, I can't feel a difference in talking to people. I've certainly been watching it,
sure.
You know, kind of in its sort of madness. I mean, we have our own madness at home, as you are well
really?
Aware.
I thought everybody was was totally under control in the United States. I thought you had a wonderful sort of sane, well balanced leader of the free world there in position
the
of the
free
White House.
World, that's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
It's out of control.
Oh well.
So I don't really. Yeah. No, I haven't, in talking to people, seen a difference, but I'm certainly reading about what kind of changes are already happening. But it's very unclear, you know. Nobody really knows. And as you say, nobody knows what they're doing. It's not up to me to say, because I'm not, you know, a citizen of the country, so I will refrain
very good.
From making any comment.
I don't know. It hasn't stopped your president, so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a precedent has been set by the president. You know, he's quite happy to comment in all sorts of ways.
He's very hard to stop,
dear.
But he's actually, in the long run, I think there'll be some good things will come out of his presidency, because it's galvanizing a lot of action of things that were not happening in the course of things, as it were. I'm being really general, but sometimes you need a real big wake up call to get things to people to want to change.
Well,
so he may have given us the biggest favor of all
and
giant wake up call.
You can almost see the situation whereby if he's looking down or looking up from wherever he happens to actually be, Richard Nixon will be saying, "Great, I'm not such a bad guy these days." So great, you know, in comparison.
Yeah, there's all sorts of heroes being created.
Yeah,
by
precisely. Yeah. Anyway, enough of such stuff of politics. As I say, life continues. We're wrapping up with Red Kiss, Blue Halo, because I thought that was semi-patriotic in its own way, you see. It's red, white, and blue. Red Kiss, Blue Halo. That's a nice little
end. Oh, that's beautiful.
There we are, exactly.
Thank you.
Carrington, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on this Carrington McDuffie mini special that we've just put together?
I always enjoy my telephonic links with you, Alex. Of course I have.
Well, I know Tessa Snart was devastated she couldn't actually get here in time to actually take part in this, because she's doing our very own Sound and Country Vision in the near future, which is going to be a wonderful Dixie Fields Festival highlight special, which is great. Great festival, unfortunately not quite 100% great, because it didn't have any Carrington McDuffie. That's my own particular line, but never mind, maybe next year. You know, that's the key thing. We'll need to
next
work
year.
On it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Carrington,
okay.
I take it then you'll return and possibly speak with us again, maybe back end of the tour or when you're back in the States.
That sounds good, because I have another single for you, so we can talk about that then.
That would be perfect. Carrington McDuffie, we
can't
salute
wait.
You. Take care now.
Lots of love.
What was the dream? Coming running through the blue and on through me. And what was the dance of the stepping feet, the stepping feet, the stepping? This dance, this dream, this dance. And what are the names of the faces that deny explaining? And what is the taste of the the touching lips, the touching lips, the touching lips.
With a head bent back, face turned up, and the mouth ajar, waiting for the red kiss inside the blue.
The dance.